was good. Real good.
Really good.
Really good.
That's not a...
Kind of I go to sleep by myself. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
What's that from?
Nacho Libre.
Oh, okay.
You don't heard that one? Well, like, I get to wake up every day.
Ginger. Sometimes you wear stretch pants.
Dude, there's this food truck outside of my work that's called Chancho's Tacos. And it's got a little Chancho, like, really? Sitting there with the freaking sombrero hat. I was like, really? You had to take it that far? But it's really cute.
That's awesome.
They make really good
cheese.
They
have Nacho Libre, Nacho Thursdays at Disneyland. They play Nacho Libre on loop all day long.
Do
in
they
the break
really?
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm going to get a job at Disney just for that.
Seriously.
That's awesome. Okay,
Nacho! So we know it by heart, pretty much.
Who? Go ahead and talk us in, Cloud.
Welcome to Tiny Table 3. What are we talking about this week? I'll tell you what we're talking about this week. We're talking about naked wrestling. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about cartoon parents. So if two cartoons boinked, they'd poop us out. Which two would those be? And then, anyways, weekly wrap up. We're going into convention season, so we're talking about Long Beach Comic Expo, San Diego Comic-Con, WonderCon, and... Just to go in with the theme of events, we're also talking about the Oscars and all that good fun.
The rich people's convention.
Yeah. And last, you'll have advice about worrying.
What scares you? We talked about Cascade Games, too.
That was under the Long Beach. Don't interrupt me. Get out of here.
Thanks for fucking it up.
You fucked it up. This is... Cloud City. You can find me at geek_is_in on all the socials.
And this is Smallstack. You can find me at Smallstack on my Twitter account, or you can also find me at Instagram at Smallstack_TT3, and of course, all the nerd articles at tinytable3.com.
And this is Milo. You can find me at Milito's Guitar on Twitter, at Nighttrain465 on Instagram, or in the gutter face down.
Hola, me llamo Jeff. You can follow me on...
Shut up. Fucking salty, yo.
Are you sitting next to two Mexicans?
Hey.
Racist.
I'd like to... you can walk down the street and there's a guy that sounds exactly like that.
Jesus.
Follow me on Twitter, at the Ghoul Member.
I hate now.
At the Ghoul Member
and
read my articles.
And shit on him.
Yeah, come shit on me. I love Mexican people.
Together you can find us at Tiny Table 3 on all the socials and on tinytable3.com, where you'll be able to find anything that we're doing, including podcasts, articles, and YouTube videos. You can also be following us across all of those social platforms. We really like friends, so follow us. And with that, let's get this shit started.
Let's do this. I thought that was funny. I'm laughing at my own freaking jokes. Okay, let's do this, guys. Let's hop it. You wanna I guess we just get in. So here we go. Naked. I'm not gonna yell.
We're not pissed.
Scaring away. You want me to do it?
Huh?
Naked. You know I can do in pitch, man.
You can hold that note all day long.
All day long. Okay, so into our first segment, Naked Wrestling, our nerd argument for the week. We have, if you look at your own personality, the type of person that you are, what cartoon characters would be the obvious choice for your parents? So which two cartoon characters got together, had a little fun, and created, and created you... I just have to think a little bit about this, but have you guys given it some thought?
I gave it a little thought.
All right, go.
All right, go.
AKA when I drove over here. my two that I chose, we were kind of just talking about this earlier, but I, for my dad, I'm going with Launchpad McQuack from the good old DuckTales.
Nice.
Okay.
Why?
Because he's like the heroic yet kind of, he's like this, he's not like super smart or anything, but he's like the fun to be around guy. He's always down to like help out a friend.
Okay.
He's a great character.
He's a cool character, man. Okay. Don't give me shit for Launchpad.
I mean, he's not that dumb because he can fly a plane, kind of.
Yeah.
So can Harrison Ford, sort of.
That's debatable. And then for my mom, I'm going with Patty Mayonnaise from Doug.
Really?
Patty Mayonnaise?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Weird interspecies mix I don't approve of.
Well, what are you guys choosing? I don't get...
Why Patty Mayonnaise?
Panty? She's like
panty,
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 panty mayonnaise.
It's panty mayonnaise. The, that's got to be a panty.
Panty mayonnaise is a sex thing.
Is that like that rule 70 whatever?
She was Doug's
panty mayonnaise.
So for many years, she was Doug's, you know, the one that got away, dude. Yeah. And she was always super nice and really nice to Doug and like family girl and really nice person, dude. So. I don't know. She was my favorite female character from my childhood. So,
okay.
Those are my choices. What do you guys got that's gonna one up me now?
Oh, I got some. But
well, okay. I have.
Just a reminder to everybody: we're talking about what cartoon characters gave birth to us based on our own personality. So.
I'm going for personality, not I can, species.
Right.
Clearly.
I can see you, Jeff. I think those are pretty solid choices, actually, knowing the type of person you are.
I would say that mine would probably be Buttercup from Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, okay.
Because she's a very explosive personality.
She is.
Okay.
Okay. And I look like her, sort of, without the green eyes.
I could see
you guys. I look just like her. I don't have any hands. I just have like cute little like
stumps,
paws.
Stumps.
She has stumps.
And I'm
they
always
do. They
mad.
Don't have fingers.
So I really like.
You're right. Yeah.
So I'm Buttercup.
Okay.
I almost wanted to say that I was Buttercup and just kind of had like it was like a single mom kind of shit. We don't know who my dad is.
Yeah, but Buttercup, though, I can totally see that being you.
Yeah,
I have no problem at all. That personality, for sure.
I feel very strongly about being Buttercup, but I have this side of me that always is like a little bit like figuring stuff out, trying to do things for the good, feeling a little like. Fucked over for trying to just be good. So I'm going to say that we don't know for sure, but my dad might be Superman.
Ah, dumb.
From the animated series?
Damn.
From Smallville.
From Smallville.
That's easy.
No, it's okay. I mean, it might be, but
Superman and a Powerpuff Girl.
You think
also,
pretty
that's
highly
what makes
yourself.
Me so pretty. What?
You think pretty highly of yourself.
I know.
I mean, fuck yeah, I'm cool.
Those
most
cool,
of the time.
Though. Those are cool.
That's why I put glasses
those
on.
Those are cool choices. I think
there's plenty of, there's plenty of old classic mm-hmm. Superman cartoons, too. Those are good ones.
Nah, I'm definitely, yeah. I'm like
Super
Smallville's,
Friends.
Like him. Like he's
no, it has
neurotic.
To be a cartoon character. It's got to be cartoon.
Not a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Well, then fuck it. Well, then fuck it. I'm the Joker.
Your classic 50s
Superman
who like had trouble with trains.
You guys
remember that ancient
I just think, I just think Superman's the ultimate do-gooder, has a big heart, and it's not because I think highly of myself. I do feel like I try to put other people first a lot, sometimes to my detriment. So fuck you guys, I'm Superman's daughter.
Okay,
all right.
And that's my Buttercup side.
Yeah, that is, that's a good point.
Yes it is, yes.
Okay.
Who's next?
Want me to go next?
Out to you.
Hey, I'll go.
Ladies first.
Yeah, okay. Well, number one. Oh, thank you very much. Well, number one, I, this isn't my choice necessarily, but my dad was definitely Fred Flintstone. My real dad.
Your real dad.
Yeah, like, you know.
That worked at a rock
quarry? Yeah, that, you know, that sort of bigoted, you know, working class alcoholic. Fred Flintstone.
Oh man.
I've never gotten that from the Flintstones.
Deep cuts to good old Freddy.
My apologies, ghost of my dad. But that's my real dad. But the dad I would probably choose, and I'm going to go straight back to the Powerpuff Girls. Professor Utonium.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure, totally my dad. I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would choose him over and over again.
He has hands.
He does have hands, yeah.
He does.
You don't have cute little nibs.
And my mom, the Bugs Bunny in drag.
Yes! So good! So attractive.
Absolutely. That's totally fun. Hot.
You must get your looks from her.
For sure. And plus, he's got all that attitude. You know, he is the perfect drag, you know, queen mom.
He pulls it off.
And again, I would have to say, as far as anybody that informed my childhood and maybe who I am, it's Bugs Bunny. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And how often do you dress in drag?
At least every other night. Not every night, but at least every other.
What kind of chonies are you wearing?
Panty mayonnaise?
Panty mayonnaise?
Panty mayonnaise.
Oh, God. Bad image.
Oh, God. But just to answer your question, edible.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Made out of mayonnaise.
So you can have
Milo's intrigued over here. No.
Made out of mayonnaise.
Gross.
So those are my two, Presutonium and in drag Bugs Bunny.
Good choices.
Those are good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, nobody wants to shit on Kurt, I see. Uh-huh.
I did shit on him. Oh, you mean like figuratively?
Oh, come on. I already had mayonnaise all over my pants.
Okay, so my
naked
turn.
Naked wrestling.
This is
when you're looking for something
to... My God.
Yeah, thank you. You got that one.
Yeesh. God. So mine, my dad would be Hiccup from...
Dude,
how to Train Your Dragon.
For sure.
Absolutely. For sure. Yeah.
Before he was like
undeniable,
the cool one. Yeah. Like the
first
not cool
episode
one.
Before he gets happy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep, for sure.
And
dude, without a fucking dude, that is you. Yeah. You don't have a mom either.
And my mom, if I had a mom, it would be the sister from Invader Zim. Do you guys remember her?
The goth one?
Yeah. The one that's always like, I have a squiddly spooch. And she's just like super sarcastic with her brother who's like, he's like,
those
he wants
good.
To involve her in everything. And she's just like, shut up.
Those are good. I was
choice.
Actually going to.
That's brother's thoughtful of you. That's very much you.
Yeah, those are really good ones. I was like, I was actually thinking his mom would be Daria.
Same idea though. Yeah.
Yeah, but Daria's too complex. The other one's just like, I hate everyone.
All right.
Yeah. That's true. Yep.
So
it's good, true. You're good. Not cool enough.
Solid choices.
Daria.
Yeah, solid choices, yeah.
those are pretty like diverse in
I think we covered a pretty
cartoons.
Broad spectrum.
Yeah. Did we miss anybody?
No.
Yeah, we got do we have a winner?
Winner.
I think Milo nailed himself pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
You know, I think so too. I think as far as like actually the two that have the exact personality that makes up somebody, Milo, you are our winner for Naked Wrestling
cool.
for the week.
And I didn't even have to have any panty mayonnaise.
No.
Nope.
Somehow I
you
ended up with the mayonnaise panties. I don't know how that happened.
You said it. Not me. You said it.
Okay,
that's sorry. Just lotion, guys. It's
I will
just
no
lotion.
Longer. Yeah, I will no
oh,
longer
yeah,
make that note.
Just lotion.
It's just the lotion bottle, guys.
Weekly wrap up, everybody. So
good
what,
segue. Good segue.
Yeah, there you go. We have we had a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on over the last week or so since we last talked to you guys. And let's start off with a little trip that Tiny Table 3 made to. Long Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went and checked out the Long Beach Comic Expo, which I couldn't manage to say.
It's so hard to not say Comic-Con.
Right? And there was Long Beach Comic-Con done
do
by the
Long
same
Beach
organization.
Comic-Con, but it's not the same.
But it's not the same, yeah. But still, I thought it was pretty solid.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
It looked fun from what I saw. I didn't go, so...
You know, I told someone recently, I said, if you're into Comic-Con, not so much for, like, the panels or, you know, like, the TV movie news or any of that stuff, and you're just purely in it for the environment and for the collectibles and checking out cool new artists and comic books, it's definitely up your alley. I would say.
Yeah. It was small enough because, I mean, I know a lot of people will go to something like WonderCon or Comic-Con and they'll just walk the floor.
Yeah.
You know, just to check out the artist and the vendors and maybe a few celebrities around. Why? Why would you go to something so freaking insane?
Don't insult what I do.
We'll talk about that later. But this was like, actually, it was great. You were able to walk around. You saw there were some really wonderful cosplayers. We got to meet quite a few of them.
Yeah, I was super impressed with the cosplays there.
For sure. Yeah. And if you don't know this, cosplayers are just really wonderful people. Really
they're
nice.
Super dedicated and... Yeah. And
well, they're also their best self when they're in cosplay. Like, yes. They're having the most fun. They get photos taken. So no matter how shy they are or something, mm-hmm. like, they get to become their best selves when they go to these things. And it's really fun to see.
And I didn't see any savage edits on Kurt's video.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny because, like, if you were to walk the streets and just your average Joe's walking down the streets, you'd have a pretty hard time finding people who would be interested in doing an interview. But, you know, these cosplayers, they are trying to draw attention to themselves. Yeah. And so we just walk up and be like, hey, you want to talk about your cosplay for us? And they'd just be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think I surprise people because when I cosplay, I still go, no, thanks. No, thanks. I'm like, oh, come on. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Well, not all of them are like also.
Not everyone.
Not
is
everyone is
open
super
and...
into like talking to people.
Right, right, right.
But I mean, they're all very nice. Even the ones that last time we went to Comic Excitement, we went to that one and that video is on our YouTube.
It's too small.
Selfish plug.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really small, but the cosplayers, like, there were some that were super like, nah, but they would be like, he can talk, and they'll like take you to somebody who's with them.
Yeah, like I'll take pictures all day long with people, but I don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was a good size. It wasn't, you know, you were able to see everything, and there was enough content. And I mean, again, everyone was great. I'll just give a quick shout out to both Tim Shields, who is the owner of Cascade Games, and Megan, who was one of the people that was obviously, you know, selling, but also, you know, explaining different and recommending games to people that are coming by. They sat with us for a few minutes and talked about...
they were really nice.
Really terrific, really knowledgeable, and I'm sure we're going to return to them when they come back out for both WonderCon and Comic-Con. But they had
some really cool insight on kind of what's around the corner as far as, you know, cool tabletop news
goes. Are they a store or are they a publisher?
It's a store.
They're a store.
Yeah.
And
but they're very hands-on and
but they also organize
organize
gameplay and competitions. So, like, you know, really big, like Magic.
He talked to us a little bit about DreamHack, which sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You guys know, are they in Long Beach?
They're actually
based out of Oregon. Yeah, but they travel all up and down.
So if you're a listener who's lucky enough to be around Oregon or going to visit, check them out, because if somebody's willing to sit down and chat with you about this, then they probably got a pretty good store up there.
They were wonderful. Make sure you check out, I believe it's just cascadegames.com.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're very friendly. They're great for recommending. And again, they're working with, they're looking to work with, DreamHack? Who does these big, you know, video game arena style gaming, you know, bringing all the lights and video and the excitement that you get with that type of competition, but bringing that to the tabletop. Yeah. That's
so
really
what he's
showing
us some awesome, like, concept art of a, you know, an arena for Magic the Gathering where, like, it just looked insane with all the artwork and the lasers and lights and stuff all over the place.
How fun.
You see these typical, you know, they look fun, but it's just a row of 500 benches with dudes playing Magic the Gathering.
Right.
But these people have it really mapped out to a pretty cool looking design. And there's like a big ring in the middle where you can have your final, you know, beat downs and all that stuff. So.
And if you do it right, man, I mean, I would absolutely attend, you know,
it
something
got me
like
excited.
That.
It
would
just
be a blast. Yeah.
The concept.
Well,
art.
Magic in itself is super big with competitive playing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You definitely have a market. And if you guys want to see, if you guys want more information on that too, you can check out our YouTube video.
Yeah, check out the YouTube video.
Long Beach Comic Expo, shameless plug.
Yeah, obviously go check out our YouTube channel and subscribe.
The cool news about Long Beach Comic Expo was Jason Momoa was there.
He was.
Oh, that's cool. Did you guys get an interview?
I saw him from afar.
We did.
Dude, you know how much they charged to get an autograph?
50?
60
bucks.
50.
80
bucks.
Yeah. You're not Aquaman yet, loser.
I didn't know that.
But, I mean, we don't know if the movie's good, all right? Let's chill on the prices.
That footage, though.
That footage?
Did you guys see the footage of Aquaman in action?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh my god, oh my it looks god. Cool. Yeah.
Okay, let's hop on to the other big news of the week is the Oscars disaster. Yeah. Which no, I wasn't. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was fantastic as a host. I thought it was a great program.
Up and until the last 5 minutes, it was flawless.
Yeah, Price Waterhouse blew it. Yeah. Completely blew the one thing they had to pull off correctly was to give the right envelope to the presenter, which
well, the biggest award of the night.
Those two accountants that were in charge of that from that firm are now banned from the Oscars.
I'm pretty sure that that's totally acceptable.
The Oscars is reviewing their contract to see if they cannot have them back at all.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy though.
Yeah,
so that's a couple million bajillion. Gazillion dollars.
You know, I will say this because I know, again, there weren't a lot of small films, not a lot of nerd films this time around. Although I will say I'm deeply disappointed that Suicide Squad won fucking anything. They gave him an Oscar for makeup and hair, which should have gone to Star Trek or A Man Named Ove would have been a better choice than Suicide Squad. So,
damn. I thought it looked cool because.
You just got roasted, bro.
I think they chose Suicide Squad over Star Trek just because I watched Star Trek Beyond a few times.
I love the makeup in that film. It was a standout for me.
It doesn't feel very original to me. It doesn't feel super.
I'll go on record
and
for saying
Suicide Squad seemed original to you.
It did, yeah.
Killer Croc looks like Clayface's shit.
There was nothing about Harley that I thought that was overly original and. And I hate to look at Joker. I think Joker looks like a bad
considering like all the not just okay.
I don't even think the visuals stood with Batman versus
but
Superman.
If you think about it though, if you really think about it, okay, Star Trek.
He's goggling DC nuts.
I'm just trying to argue the point here. Star Trek, okay, some cool creature designs. I felt like Idris Elba was completely wasted under all that makeup. But you couldn't even tell it was him.
That's fine.
I thought it was a waste, though. And then
but the point is his acting. Bro.
Why would an alien look like Idris Elba?
Because
it didn't even
look like Idris Elba.
It like constricted his acting, though. That was the point. Like that was the big thing for me. I was like, they're wasting him. Like in every other freaking movie.
Well,
Idris
I think
Elba's
the
like
skill
the
level
of
all the actors in Suicide Squad.
All right.
Let's move on. Not the biggest award of the night.
All the characters in Suicide Squad have makeup on,
If you didn't know, they announced La La Land is the best picture, which it did not win best picture. Moonlight did.
Yes.
And
meanwhile, that dude fucking yanked that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dude,
yeah.
So much
later when I watched it, he was all like, "Moonlight, you won," and he's like,
"But
nah.
You know what? You know." And I give props to the producer from La La Land.
He
went up there and just took it, and I think it was kind of a bad thing that. That the producers from the Academy Awards didn't walk their ass up there and make that announcement. But that producer from La La Land was awesome, gracious. Saying,
they were
stop. We didn't win.
Chill about it.
Yeah, they were great.
Except for that one guy who said we didn't win. So, anyways.
Yeah.
Well, but again, you know, I mean,
but he could have been a dick about it.
Imagine that situation.
Yeah, you know? I would have been embarrassed.
This is the greatest moment of your life. No, never mind. It's not.
I actually told my mom, I was all like, you know, if someone did that to me, I would have fucking gone off on the guy that made me look like an idiot. Not on the other people.
Oh, I'm sure
not
did.
Even that I lost. You know? If I lost, I'd hand over the award, whatever.
You got to also think
whoever made me look like a fucking moron. Up there giving a speech and then telling me I didn't win.
Yeah.
That guy's going to
fucking
get grilled.
Well, you could argue all you want that they looked so generous and grateful up there, even though, regardless, but they were on camera. Like, you know, the second that show ended, they were just like, who the fuck? What happened? You know, they probably.
Everyone was like,
I'm thinking lawsuits, man.
Yeah.
But the other thing with the Oscars, at least in the area of, again, you know, nerd films. What'd you guys think about Zootopia taking the best animated picture?
Absolutely.
I liked Zootopia.
Yeah, that was good.
Best freaking film of the year.
Thank
they
God
were
you guys.
I would have
the
given them best film of the year.
I love Zootopia.
All of the films nominated in that category, though, were pretty good.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I don't like, you know, Kubo or Moana. Yeah, but Zootopia was just, God, so
I mean,
good,
yeah,
man.
Moana would have been kind of a...
what I thought was going to win, actually.
Yeah,
I kind of Zootopia
thought
was
maybe,
my emotional favorite. But
Moana's super cute and really fun, but Zootopia was like
it was
a
more
statement
crafted.
Without being a statement.
Yeah, that
it
was
a great
deal.
Story for
think,
like children.
I think Zootopia is more broad, has more broad appeal.
Is
Moana is very much geared towards girls again, which is, I mean...
What? You want to fight with me?
Moana?
Dude, Moana. The Rock with the chicken. Alan Tudyk, the chicken.
But I don't think The Rock's character is a great role model for a young boy.
I thought The Rock's character was the scene stealer of the movie. He was so cool. I would argue that he is a dude, that it is a dude show, because I fucking loved The Rock's character.
I don't know.
I will say that Moana was more generic than Zootopia.
Zootopia
had a smarter premise.
Okay, Zootopia had a strong female character, and it also had a male character with flaws, and it very much broke from a lot of the stuff that Moana didn't.
Well, I mean, you know, which Cloud pointed out, the thing about Zootopia is that it took an issue that is very difficult to talk about and make it completely accessible to kids and do it in a way that was so smart and intelligent. I mean, how do you deal with something like racism in such a deep way? And they did. I mean, when you watched it go down, like the press conference scene in Zootopia, when she's saying all that shit, you know, about stereotypes, and you're just like, holy crap, they're going there.
It
worked. It was like, God, but
it was done for children, where it was talking about the fox spray. Yep. And it was just so like, why is she still carrying that, rather than making it this huge issue?
Yeah.
And Moana, like, I will say, like, Disney was working with what works for them, yes, because they do that. But they did give Moana a stronger personality than they've given any other character before. And I just don't think I can understand it being geared towards women because it's about a woman and it's about a woman on her own. But if you watch it, I felt like I really loved The Rock's character Maui. And so I wouldn't call it a female.
Women, I'm speaking of like adult women, and men would find Moana appealing. But I'm thinking of younger kids. I don't think younger boys are as interested in Moana as they are Zootopia. It's very much geared towards.
That makes sense.
It's very much geared towards young girls.
Okay, I can.
Older girls and men, fine, but I don't think boys still found it very appealing, you know,
on a broader scale.
Well, then they didn't watch You're Welcome, because
he's kind of a dick, though, in the movie.
Which is awesome, and he's also a male character with flaws. And yeah, a strong female character.
I did like the coconut pirates.
I'm gonna throw these things right back in your face. Nah. It's because I love animated so much. Everybody should see every cartoon.
I like Moana. I just didn't think it was that out of the box.
And Zootopia. I'm so glad they won. I'm really happy they won.
Anyways,
the last thing we'll talk about in the weekly wrap up is the advent of the Comic-Con season is upon us. So we've got WonderCon coming up in just a few weeks.
Yep.
And if you haven't heard yet, next week.
Actually, if you're qualified for pre-registration, it's March 12th at 9 a.m.
Comic-Con. San Diego Comic-Con.
Shut up. I'm trying to tell them so they don't compete with us.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
March 30th, November 8th.
Perfect.
One of those days.
Yeah.
Or just don't go.
Okay, so if you guys don't know, and if you've seen an episode of Big Bang Theory, they give you an idea of what it's kind of like when all the nerds get on their headsets and they all desperately try to get tickets to the event. It's the nerd event.
I will say that's the only thing that Big Bang Theory has ever portrayed correctly in the nerd culture.
Oh, shut up.
Come on. Big Bang Theory's fantastic. You've only seen probably one episode.
Yeah, how many episodes have you seen?
Like four or five.
Shut up.
Get out of here.
Yeah, totally. Great show.
I will say there's a really big hatred towards the Big Bang Theory in the nerd universe or whatever.
Because nerds don't like to be portrayed accurately.
No, it's not accurate.
It's just taking something and having fun with it.
Nerds,
I think people take it a little too
personally.
Nerds
are too protective.
They are very protective.
Being nerdy.
I think that...
And Big Bang Theory exploits it, which is what they don't like.
Here's the problem I have, all right?
Yeah, it's very...
Here's the problem I have with Big Bang Theory.
Nobody likes to be made fun of, and I think that people, like you said, I think people feel like they're being made fun of.
But it's
really not, because they are great characters that people really enjoy and like.
If anything,
I like it because it says truths about me. I'm like, I totally do that.
But I think it's also made, you know, the non-nerds kind of understand the culture a little bit more. And it gives, you know, I don't, I mean,
well,
I'm,
first I think off, it's because it went for the mainstream that people just,
yeah, the nerd in me is not, my kind of nerd is not represented on the Big Bang Theory. Me as a nerd is not represented.
I'm sure there's parts, dude. You're
really?
Probably,
I'm pretty
you're
sure
totally
you're
totally a Leonard. You're totally a Leonard.
I was going to say, I think he's the comic book store.
Yeah, he's a little Wolfowitz.
Wallowitz.
Wallowitz,
and,
yeah, sorry.
What's his name?
The comic book store guy's name is, what's his name?
Little Raj.
A little bit of Raj, I can see.
Right. Yeah, yep. Definitely. Definitely half Raj, half comic book.
All right, tangent.
No. Yeah, he's upset because we just proved that Big Bang Theory is accurate.
March 11th.
Anyways.
Yes, we do have I guess next Saturday, if you're going to try. If you actually have gone to Comic-Con before, you get preference.
And you've saved your pennies.
Yes.
Yeah, probably not going this year, to be honest.
It's not that expensive. It's under $200 for all 5 days.
No, bro.
It is, yeah.
Well, then maybe I'll go. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's the hotel thing that's the expensive.
C2E2
you can sleep on our floor.
Is going to be in the middle, and then Comic-Con. So there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And Comic-Con is, and I don't know about you guys, but it is a point of stress with me when this stuff gets announced because it's like, am I going to get to go? But Tiny Table 3 is now, we're getting press passes, so we might just do that.
The problem is Comic-Con is getting
big.
Are we getting those?
It's definitely possible. Yep.
Nice.
Okay, next.
Yeah, anything else going on that we had that we missed as far as the week goes?
We're going to have a bunch of trailer reactions.
Lots of cool trailers came out.
Yeah, we're going to have those.
Including DuckTales.
DuckTales looks awesome. If you haven't caught up on The Flash, the last two episodes were the shit.
I'm not caught up yet. I'm almost caught up,
though. I won't ruin it for you, but...
almost caught up.
There were plenty of gorillas.
And they just released more footage for Mass Effect Andromeda, which is a game I'm super excited for.
Absolutely.
So that's coming out pretty soon, too. And Logan comes out tonight, so that's going to be cool.
Yes, watch out for a video review from us.
What's that new game that came out recently? New Horizon or whatever?
Oh, I haven't played it.
Dude, I'm hearing
Horizon
great.
Zero Dawn, yeah.
I'm hearing great things about
really?
It.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that.
I don't have a lot of money,
E3.
So I got to save for what I want.
The Horizon dude at my Zero work Dawn. Watched 3 days. It took him 3 days. He watched an entire playthrough of it because he couldn't afford to buy it. He watched a dude play the whole game, and he was like, "That game changed my life, dude." I was like, "You watched a guy play a game and it changed
intense.
Your life?"
It has like 40 hours of gameplay just for the central plot.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
Dang it. And it said, if you like Jurassic Park, you're going to like the movie, dude. So,
no!
Sorry to...
Dude, wow. He didn't even say
there
that.
There goes
just
all
made that
of
up.
Milo's money right there.
God, just I'm going to be like... What is it?
And apparently... apparently, like, you can fight dinosaurs on the plains and stuff, and the way you approach them, it determines if they become, like, a boss or if they kind of just, like, go along on their way.
Yeah. They're like robot dinosaurs.
All right.
Like
robot dinosaurs, I really want Mass Effect Andromeda, though, so...
Yeah, of course.
I think I'm going to have
robot
to make my
dinosaurs
choice.
Dinosaurs versus cavemen.
Okay, so let's roll on to advice for the week.
So I was listening.
I don't know that song.
I was listening to the radio, and there was a thing that asked, "What do you think what is the biggest time waster for adults in the U.S.?"
And
social media.
What?
Social media.
Jobs.
Well, you would think it would be something like social media or sitting in traffic if you're from California or even worse, Los Angeles, which happens to be, I think, the top worst traffic city now in the U.S. Thank you, L.A. Anyways, it was actually worrying. It
doesn't help they're doing all that construction in the middle of the day.
It does not help, but it's actually worrying. We spend more time worrying as adults than anything else when it comes to what we're wasting our time with.
That's
so
true.
Basically what it means is whenever you're spending your time worrying, you are completely wasting your time. Mm-hmm. And I will...
My whole life's a waste!
I will. I would challenge anybody to think about any time that worrying actually helped them. Worrying's not invalid.
I think
I'm just
you know
it
that
never
worrying does nothing.
You.
Yeah,
worrying
it does, nothing.
Does not help you whatsoever. It's
my favorite sport though.
It just makes you really want to take a shit.
Well, I'm a very anxious personality. I worry about things that might happen and maybe sometimes do and maybe sometimes don't. But I've actually been able to now that I live with a person who actually is my opposite and doesn't worry, I'm like, shit still gets done in his life. Like, things still happen. Well, he still gets through his day.
There's a difference between worrying and being cautious.
They're very big difference.
And worrying is
you can like, plan. You can plan
falling,
without worrying.
The sky is falling. You know, like Chicken Little, it worries, and he's wasting his life. But there's plenty of people who are out there just living life, you know.
But remember, in Chicken Little, it turns out his worrying was very valid.
In the cartoon.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying. Being cautious is something altogether where it's like, yeah, you realize that stuff might happen, but you're not going to let it affect you in a deeper way.
Yeah,
you'll be ready for it if it does come, but you're not gonna.
I mean, do you guys think like nerds are more susceptible to worry?
I actually don't think it has anything to do with necessarily our culture. I kind of brought it to this because it's all around. I think maybe we might worry a little bit more about certain things, like, you know, worried about how people might perceive us or ourselves in a social situation. Like, maybe what we worry about is a little bit different, but I don't think that we worry any less or any more than anybody who wouldn't classify themselves or self-identify as a nerd or a geek, personally. But anyways, my only advice is, you know, try to like chill out this week, and I'm gonna try to do it too. Let's just all breathe. And here's the other thing. There was also an article that was talking about how current, now I don't want to go on a big old tangent about, you know, political shit, but current social, you know, the social environment is creating a lot of extra worry for people. So I think that's why I thought it especially relevant to just talk about today was
politics,
like,
politics is making people worry too.
It's all making people very worried. And like you were saying, there's nothing wrong with planning or being strategic or finding out what you can do, but just sitting and worrying isn't helping you better your life or your time, and it actually steals time away from yourself, which is really unfortunate.
I think
there's a lot of cool things you could be doing.
I try to live a cautious life and not a worrisome life.
Yeah,
I'm very cautious on things. Like, some people are like, "Dude, you live life so carefree, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "No, I worry. I mean, I'm cautious about a lot of shit, but I try not to worry about it."
So well, it's kind of like, you know, I've played guitar for a long time, and I was always worried about like playing in front of people and stuff, and people wouldn't like it. And if I let that take over, I would have never done any of the stuff that I did. And like, people seem to be all right with it. So, I mean, worrying doesn't really do much.
Yeah.
And all it does is restrict you from doing anything that you might think is fun.
Well, true.
And I think because so much of our life is caught up in social media, we in many ways, because we're kind of locked into it, that most of our connections that we make with people are through different social platforms.
Yeah.
That we tend to get inundated by information that we may have otherwise blocked or not had access to it. So we may be worrying excessively because you just can't avoid it. You know, you're stuck in this information bubble where I know people that have basically sort of backed out, have had to chosen to, you know, sort of roll back time they spend on social media because it's just generating amount of worry that's not even realistic. I mean,
yeah,
there is absolutely things that you should be worried about and concerned about. But if you're facing just constant bombardment by, you know, bad news, you're going to get an artificial perception about how things actually are. You're not living in the moment. You're what is it like? If you live in the future, you're anxious. If you live in the past, you're depressed. And if you're constantly on social media, you're always thinking that we're all going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it may be just it may be just for your psychological health. You just take a break. You know, not saying that you shouldn't be connected and know what's going on, but you know, shit, take a day off, man.
Yeah,
the shit's still going to be there tomorrow.
I recently took about a week off of Facebook, and then
it's a great
probably
idea.
I only check it maybe 2 or 3 days a week now, for like 15 minutes, and then I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody, I'm the guy that's stressing you all out, just to let you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
I know that people just block my ass. So.
No, but, you know, there's also going to be the case of like, but what about, you know, the biggest and I think the most important thing to ever you know, be concerned about at times is health and mm-hmm. maybe your family's health or your health, things like that. But even in those cases, when my dad was actually diagnosed with prostate cancer, which is not uncommon for men of his age. So just to kind of put that out there, this isn't a sob story. But, you know, when I kind of asked him, like, are you worried about this kind of stuff? He told me, he's like, what am I supposed to worry about? Either mm-hmm. it's going to affect my life or it's not going to affect my life. That's what I've been told. Either I get this, you know, we do these procedures and I'm fine, or it's not. And he's like, and even if it's not, we all, and not to be morbid, but we all have to die someday. And maybe this is the way I go and maybe it's not. But what am I going to sit here worrying about it for? Like, what would that do for me? So yeah. It's kind of funny when I heard that and I just remember my dad telling me that and me in tears, and I'm not the one with prostate cancer. Like, really, what
that's
did
a,
I gain that day?
That's a healthy way to look
it,
at it,
you know?
Though. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to add to what is already going, you know. To
be, well, like me right
and
now,
and it doesn't help them.
I'm unemployed.
Like, if it's not not your health issue, it also doesn't help them. So I'm just kind of trying to put worry into different scenarios because I understand that bad shit can happen in this world.
Or just, like, regular stuff like me, I'm willfully unemployed right now. But I find myself worrying about my money. And then, like, I have to kind of remind myself, like, well, what am I worried about? I know I have money right now, and my income isn't changing. Like, I have no income. So as long as I watch what I spend my money on, like, cautious, not worried.
Cautious
about it, then cool. But worrying about it isn't going to inflate my bank account to have, like, millions of dollars.
Well, and in your case, like we were talking about, your worrying isn't going to help you, but planning ahead is.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's looking toward the future in a good way, not about being anxious like what Stacks
so is
talking just, about.
So I'll just wait for Stacks to post some scary stuff about our government.
Oh, I just did one while you guys were talking.
Okay, cool. So then I'll just worry about that.
Anyway, so let's all take deep breaths this week or the next 2 weeks whenever we speak next. And goose brava. And I hope this just helped you at least put it into the front of your mind to maybe help you relax, because ever since I heard that, I've tried to just remind myself to relax a little more.
Excellent. Cool. Okay, so let's get into final words real quick. Anybody got anything to say for leading into next couple weeks?
I'll let you guys know what Logan's like, because I'll probably see it.
The cha-cha.
Yes. We're all doing Logan, I think.
Logan.
Yeah, we're all doing Logan.
Well played.
If you all have any suggestions for a trip to Hong Kong, I'm planning my trip for the next couple weeks.
Damn, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, man.
Hopefully we'll do another podcast before I leave, but end of this month.
Cool,
that
man.
That is so awesome.
Awesome, yeah. And I know you're going to Disneyland.
Hong Kong Disney.
Nice.
That's the best thing
Just
ever.
Make sure the executive order doesn't include China, dude.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting back
it's
in.
It's not part of China, though. It's not China.
Check
it
that
is.
Visa.
That's not
the British. It's not on the list.
It's its own thing.
It doesn't matter,
whatever.
Though.
Whatever. Jesus. All right, guys.
The Texas women, like a volleyball team from freaking Tibet was just... banned from entering Texas. Or a soccer team, football team. Yeah, I know. With no explanation, by the way.
Oh, well,
you
don't need one.
We won't be seeing you again.
All right. All right. Later, man.
I'll see you guys
in Shanghai.
I'll stay there.
For me, it's all about trying to get San Diego Comic-Con tickets on the morning of March 11th.
Yeah, we'll probably be on that conference call with you.
Yeah. Yep. So if you haven't checked your email yet and you don't have... Well, make sure you have a Comic-Con account, by the way. If you've been before, you do. But don't forget, man, you got to log in. I think they do a great job. Now they do it pretty fairly, so you just log in. There's no, it doesn't matter exactly. They just give you a time window, and you get thrown into a random queue. So quit making noises.
Good luck on the queue, guys.
You know, we were bashing that whole. You need to attend the year before to get the and then you're like, wow, but it's fucking sweet when you're in the system.
It is the greatest thing
so,
ever.
We'll
yeah.
see. Yeah, that'll be an interesting weekend. You can tell on our next podcast whether we got tickets or not.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
And, you know, and it's you know, for those that haven't never been to San Diego Comic Con, again, it's the greatest experience ever. If you can go, but it's nuts. And you can get tickets. I mean, obviously, tickets aren't open to the public yet. They haven't announced that yet. But we've got plenty of friends that have been able to get in. You know, or you can send me a text and I'll see if I can get you in on the press pass for time.
Or just become friends with somebody in the industry.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky on that front. Yeah. So, okay, guys, I've got that pretty much does it for the week. Thank you very much for joining us here at Study Table 3. And we're just going to keep talking because Milo has to pee. And
don't worry, be happy.
Funny to listen to him have to pee.
I'll pee in this chair.
Gross.
You in your mayonnaise panties.
Mayonnaise panties?
That's a different thing than a panty mayonnaise.
Yeah, they're
mayonnaise
edible.
Panties. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I like to see that.
It's disgusting.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Later.
Never read a many, not a single one in school, but then I enjoyed goodbye. Hey, I got a quick confession. It's gotta be made.